Let's get it.
Hey, it's Chuck. We are not bemoaning the noon kickoff. We are now owning it. It's a badge of honor. We're the lunatic fringe that defines our coach's legacy when it comes to this game. They don't get to define that outside the family. Dude, we're cut from a different cloth for Ohioans. He's got it all, man. He's even got the jaw. You know the jaw? You see that jaw and you're just like, yeah, man, that's a dude. Do I want Michigan to beat Oklahoma? No way in hell. I don't know what world I'm living in. This is insane to me. And if you saw my outburst, I apologize. It's showtime now. Welcome to Chuck on Bucks. Appreciate you so much for joining me here on the show on a Thursday, as last night was David Gabriel George's public announcement to Tennessee. And this opening paragraph will be the last time we speak about this, as he chooses Tennessee. It wasn't about a number. It wasn't about the cherries on top. It was about cold, hard cash. There was a big difference of roughly $2 million in the deals. And he chose the one that pays more money for 3 years. And I think that most people would. Now, I've got no ill will towards David Gabriel George. I know a lot of people are saying now that this recruitment came down to all the things that everyone said it wasn't gonna when it comes to this guy. He's not all about that. He's different. And I honestly still believe he is. I think David is an Emeka Egbuka style of kid. That's the gold standard for me when I talk about Ohio State players, a kind of kid who is all about the right things. To me, this was Tennessee coming in and making this look gross in the end with the things that happen. In addition to that, you could probably put a little some of that on his uncle. And when I look at the situation with the uncle, who has a scouting service, now his scouting service, similar to the one in Germany that brought over Hero Canoe, that guy goes over there and he brings over prospects to America to play college football. And it seems that Gabriel George's uncle, former Buckeye fan, John Aganor, is trying to do the same thing in Canada. And he has signed his first client. That client is Tennessee. In addition to that, his company, Tennessee, got him his portion of the Adidas deal. And the Baylor school, David's high school, also, you know, Peyton Manning's son is an eighth grader there. They certainly want him at Tennessee. So they're now changing from Nike to Adidas. And all that is whatever, man. It is what it is. Here we go, moving on. Now, Carlos Lachlan does not deserve blame here in this. Carlos Lachlan did everything that he could have done. Carlos Lachlan had the best relationship with him. Carlos Lachlan learned Creole French to a little bit to communicate with him. And that's not easy for an English speaker. It's very difficult. It sounds really goofy, that stuff. But this whole process, people blaming his process, not his process. This was a program decision. And it was a program decision they made last year at this time when they were recruiting both Derek Cooper and Sabian Hyder, top tier back, Sabian number one. And they decided to put the Buckeye guns back in the holster. They did not want to spend $800,000 trying to win that battle for Sabian Hyder. And they put it all towards David Gabriel George. And at that moment, the decision was out of Locke's hands. That's what they were going to do. And I'm sure he had some input, but that was, we're talking about spending the kind of money that he doesn't have the authority to authorize spending. So that was made by the higher ups. And I'm sure he was involved in definitely saying, like, I like this guy enough to put you out that way. But this was a program decision. This was not a Carlos Lachlan process decision. And as we look at the way the class went on, it wasn't a Carlos Lachlan decision to just ignore everybody else, which, by the way, that didn't happen. Plenty of other backs were offered. There were some relationships made, but Ohio State was very clear with everybody up front. We are not taking another running back until we find out what David is going to do. And that, just by virtue, is a turnoff, man. Every kid thinks he's the best, especially the kind of guy that gets an Ohio State offer. They all think they're the best. And they should. And hearing that from a school, you know, it just doesn't work out well. And we saw them fly off the board as David took a little longer than expected to make his decision. And as we look at it now, there are, of the top 40-ish ranked running backs in the country, some like 36 or 37 are committed somewhere. And of course, Ohio State's going to be fine, even if they don't get a single running back out of this class. Ohio State put themselves in a position to be able to take this swing at David Gabriel George by bringing in five running backs in the last two classes in Bo Jackson, Isaiah West, Turbo Rogers in 2025, and then following that up with Legend Bay in favor of Key. You got five young guys in that running back room. So you're able to come out of this with another guy who doesn't need to be a dog. He may just be a number. I would prefer if they came out of it with a guy who has an elite trait. I always want an elite trait when we talk about a developmental guy. Like we talked about it with Jordan Donahue. Rather than at wide receiver, a six-foot guy who's maybe just a little slower and isn't great, but he's a solid guy. And instead of bringing a guy like that in, go get a guy with an elite trait, either a burner at wide receiver or a guy with elite size and ball skills. That's what they did with Jordan Donahue. And I feel the same way at running back. Rather than bringing in a prototypical sized 5'11" to 6', 190 to 200 pounder, go get a big bruiser or get a burner. Get a guy with an elite skill and try to raise him up. And then he might actually be something. Or you can just go out and get another Dallin Hayden type of guy that's never really going to play for you and end up transferring and just be a number on the bench. And that's where they currently stand here as we look at what's left out there, where they could potentially double back and go check in on some guys. And I've got six. I got six guys on my list, some of whom I don't really care for. Others I like quite a bit. Let's start with what I think is the most unlikely of scenarios, as we have seen a lot of people say here recently. Well, they got all this money they didn't spend on David Gabriel George. Why don't they just go try to flip a come on spell, the number one running back in the country committed to Georgia? Maybe a Landon Williams-Callis, the number three running back committed to soon to be either Texas or Texas A&M. Well, Georgia is paying come on spell $800,000. And while that's not what they offered David Gabriel George, they went higher. This is not the market that they want to play in with running back. They don't think of him that way. They don't think of Landon Williams-Callis in that way. That was specific to David Gabriel George. Their philosophy hasn't changed on how much they want to spend on a running back just because they offered that to David Gabriel George. They felt he was potentially a Jeremiah-style player, and that's the only reason they went so wild with that offer. So now it's back to reality. It's back to what we normally talk about in a recruitment as far as how much they spend at running back. And for reference, Bo Jackson, a top 10 back in the country, number 10 or 11 coming out of high school, was about $150,000 deal. So we're talking vastly different numbers. Now, when we look at who Ohio State was after that they could potentially jump back in on, we only saw one other back come up for an official, and that is four-star number 26 back in the country, Jaden Miles, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in Catholic High School in Baton Rouge, which is the same high school that Blaine Bradford went to. And maybe there's a relationship there with the coaches, and that's why they got in on him in the first place. I'm not so sure. But never really knocked my socks off. I wasn't thrilled with them. 11.33 100 meter. He's a tall back, listed at about 6'2", and he looks pretty tall out there. Somewhat physical, not very fast or very shifty. Very interested in committing to Ohio State because he came up and he took his official to Ohio State, and obviously Ohio State wasn't going to be accepting his commitment. Well, he left and committed immediately to Florida State the very next day, and it just felt like a hasty decision. The other two schools, aside from Florida State and Ohio State, who were in on Jaden Miles, Arkansas, Kentucky. I don't feel like I would love to see Ohio State double back on Jaden Miles, but it seems like the logical first step, and I would certainly prefer they go another direction. Now, let's take a quick look at our guy, Jaden Miles, and we're just going to take a brief look at the film of each one of these guys so you can kind of just see him back to back to back. Here we go with Jaden Miles, and I do dig those uniforms that they wear. Blaine Bradford looked awesome, but you can see his size really jump off. You can also see that he is not super shifty and not super fast. I mean, literally in the first clip watching him, but he's productive, and he's a winner. Led him to a 10-3 season. I watched a game last year. I think he had five touchdowns in the game. but he was kind of their do everything. He was playing Wildcat quarterback, clearly their best player. And it's just, you know, the style that he brings to the table is just not something. When I look at what I want out of a starting running back, you know, there's a lot of people who weren't thrilled with Bo Jackson this year. And those people, I don't feel would be very happy at all with Jaden Miles. I guess I'll put it that way. Guys that could take it the distance, that extra 4 or 5 yards that everybody wants, or, you know, that tackle that everybody wants Bo to break at the end and go get those extra yards, that one final tackle. Like, I just don't see him being that big play guy, but maybe I'm wrong. But it does seem like a pretty logical first step for Ohio State to make to, and there he is lined up at Wildcat there, to go back after Jaden Miles. And that would be your number one most logical thing that we might see them do. Now, number two would be the only other running back that they had scheduled for an official visit, and that is Nigel Newkirk out of Gainesville, Georgia. And I felt from the very start of the DGG kind of recruitment discussion here on the show, seriously, in this cycle, obviously we talked about him last year, but Nigel Newkirk, as soon as Ohio State offered him and we watch him here on the show, like, to me, if you did not land David Gabriel George and you landed Nigel Newkirk and came out of it with Nigel Newkirk, I considered this class a win at running back because I love the kid. I mean, I think that he is legitimately a top 10 back, though he's ranked, I don't know, number 18 to 22, depending on where you're looking. And Alabama agreed. Alabama agreed that he's a top 10 back in the class because Alabama, when he came in for his official visit, they locked him down, got him to shut down his recruitment on a $400,000 deal, which is back end of the top 10 running back money. Nigel put up 1,500 yards last year, 20 touchdowns. Now, he was at Ohio State for the spring game, and he looked like a kid on Christmas morning taking in the sights in Columbus at the spring game. And I do think Ohio State was his number two school. Unfortunately, when it comes to Ohio State, you know, potentially flipping him, what are we looking at here? We're now looking at Ohio State needing to spend more than $400,000, right? And again, we're talking about the 20th ranked back in the country. I'll take it back to Bo two cycles ago at 150 for top 10 back in the country. $400,000, $500,000 for Nigel Newkirk. He's going to walk in making more money than some of the running backs in the running back room. But unlike David Gabriel George, he's going to walk in making that kind of money, not being a guy who's really going to be challenging for snaps. And that is when you get in that sticky situation that we talked about for years. You can swing it when it's a David Gabriel George, if he walks in like Jeremiah, like they thought he would, and everybody would immediately say, I understand. You know, Emeka Egbuka saw Jeremiah walking in, making as much or more money than him, and said, I understand. And they assumed the same thing would be with DGG. You can't really get away with that with a whole lot of guys. And I don't think you can get away with that with Newkirk, as much as I like him, though I do think they'll try. I don't think they're going to try and also beat that deal from Bama. I still think they'll try. And I really like the way he moves. I like the way he follows his blocks. I think he's a very patient runner, but explodes. There's who did I pull up? That's not Newkirk. Let me pull up Newkirk. He also plays, by the way, for the Red Elephants, as you know, if you are a proper Juckeye, that Nigel Newkirk plays for the Red Elephants, which I think is just a tremendous name. And of course, the guy who plays for the Red Elephants ends up going to or committing to Alabama. You can see the physicality there, but the legs always churning, got that high knee step, that high knees, which I love. I think this is the run that I think really shows like how much he, no, not this one. This one's slick, but there's a run here when he's wearing his red jersey. And it's one of just the smoothest examples of a high school running back following his block and letting a play develop that you're ever going to see, because he is a very smart back. Obviously, this play right here, watch him set up these blocks and then just cut to the inside off that guy's butt. I mean, it's just beautiful. Most backs are bouncing that outside, not paying much attention to that block in front of him at all. And do you see that that stadium has those lights? That stadium has those lights, a high school stadium. So Let's go on to Trenard Roberts. And this one is really interesting. It's an interesting situation altogether. So at one point as a sophomore, Trenard Roberts' name is now being associated with Ohio State, right? He's a three-star back, roughly 25 to 40th ranked back in the country. At one point, he was one of the top backs in Florida as a sophomore playing at IMG. Despite just 42 rushing attempts for 300 yards at IMG, you could see it on the film. And then after that sophomore year, he transfers to the Villages, which was his third high school. Now, whenever you hear a kid at high school number three, automatically that, you know, can put up some red flags. But sometimes when IMG is involved, I give him the benefit of the doubt because IMG will bring kids in there and it's a boarding school. And a lot of kids be like, yeah, I don't like this at all. And you can understand why a kid might not like that. So he goes back to his original school. Well, in his case, he went back to a different school. So he goes to the Villages for his junior year. And at the time, the recruitment for him, a top back in Florida, was hot and heavy between him and Florida and Billy Napier's staff at Florida. And he visited 9 total times to the Gainesville campus in Florida. And then there was the coaching change from Billy Napier to John Sumrall. And John Sumrall and staff tried to keep that relationship going. But then comes the injury. He gets injured his junior year, and he doesn't play all year. Doesn't play all year. So now when we're looking at him, keep in mind, we're looking at his sophomore film. He's now going to be a senior, and we would assume his body's a little different. Did he stay in shape? How did he come back from that injury? We have no idea. We have no idea if the guy that's going to be lining it up for the Villages High School is going to be the same guy that we're looking at on this film at IMG. But what if he is? I'll tell you, if he is, he's going to shoot right back up the rankings because this is a very skilled back. He's big. He's not small. He's 6 foot, 185 pounds. Pretty physical for a guy that size, but quick as a hiccup. You love his just hard cuts, crazy legs going 100 miles an hour. And his recruitment currently, North Carolina, the school with the most action with him right now. And he went for an official June 10th to North Carolina and came out of that official saying, you know, I'm not in a hurry. I'm talking to some schools, but it seems like there's not a lot of motion going on between him and the powerful programs that were after him before, which means there is a possibility that if he is the kind of back he was once before, Ohio State could really end up with a steal here when it comes to Trenard Roberts. Let's take a look. But when we look at the speed, the quickness in those feet, I mean, the shiftiness in the hips, the cuts, it is just dramatically different than when we look like a guy like Caden Way. Now, you can see here, he's kind of getting hawked down right there. Some reports that he has really great top-end speed. I think that's the only spot in his film where we can kind of see it and we don't see it. But you can see him as a receiver here, great athlete, and just the explosion out of the backfield. He's quick as a hiccup, 0 to 60 real quick, and also a little bit of physicality, which you'll see on this run here. Not a huge guy, not a ton of physicality. He's more of a quicker back, but I think that there might be something to this. Now, he's obviously fallen in the rankings a ton. 3-star Caden Way out of McDonough, Georgia, still an uncommitted back, and this one feels like a relatively easy snag for Ohio State if they want to get back in on this. He has visited Ohio State. The Buckeyes had a little bit of movement with him. He made 2 trips to Columbus, actually. And his recruitment, similar to Trenard Roberts, really slowed down as well, as he had offers from some of the top schools in the Southeast. And now it seems like the most action with him is between him and UCF. So this addition of Caden would not excite anybody. Certainly wouldn't excite me. In fact, when you watch him after watching Trenard Roberts, he looks like he's running in sand. But it's not fair to put anybody after Trenard. Trenard's one of them dudes, man. One of them dudes with those quick as a hiccup type of guys. And this is just not a back that if you landed a Caden Way, I would have said I'd prefer if you went and got a 5'7" burner and tried to see if he could contribute to the team than a Caden who's just a guy. And then you've got the funny situation of Asa Barnes, three-star Asa Barnes, who is the guy that I showed it on the show last week. So Josh Newberg of On3 posts this post, and it says, Tennessee about to land elite running back. And this was before it was leaked that, you know, George was going to go to Tennessee. So, of course, the headline makes you think they're talking about David Gabriel George because he said elite back. Asa Barnes is a three-star back out of Tennessee. And they were talking about him potentially committing to Tennessee. And he is a big Tennessee lean. Now, I've heard nothing about the Buckeyes in any action with him, but they did offer him. He is uncommitted still. Tennessee certainly now has a running back committed. And while Barnes said that it doesn't bother him if DGG is committed, he wants to be part of the class either way. Maybe not bother him, but is Ohio State without a running back committed a better opportunity for him? I would say certainly. At 5'11", 200 pounds, runs a lot bigger than he is, kind of straight up and down, but a long strider who is a chore to bring down and consistently gets out of what look like sure tackles. I really love the way he just gets away from guys in the open field. And a lot of his, I don't know how he does it. I mean, he doesn't appear to have any outstanding physical gifts other than he just makes the right decision in the open field and tends to take a 15-yarder and make it a 35-yarder, which I love. So definitely a guy that we could potentially see the Buckeyes get in contact with. This is, there are only a few guys that are still not committed. Asa Barnes is one of them. I'll put him on my list. But the last one on my list of my six guys that could potentially, or I would like to see the Buckeyes take another stab at, is a guy who took five visits to Columbus. That is two more visits than he went to anywhere else. Recently committed to Syracuse. And that is four-star Elijah Kimball out of Canisius, New York. Listed perhaps generously at 5'10", 180 pounds. He is a threat to score from anywhere on the football field. An absolute burner who's one of these guys that just set records for his state. 5,300 yards rushing in 3 years at Canisius. 75 touchdowns, many of them from 40, 50, and 60-plus yards out. Now, he had obviously a really good relationship with Ohio State. And when we talk about guys who can potentially come in and give you that one elite skill, and then you can develop it into, you know, develop everything else that you need to develop, potentially having an elite player, this is the guy. Now, Fran Brown in Syracuse, that's a big recruit for them, a bigger recruit for them. And obviously he's staying home in his home state. But if Ohio State came calling for Elijah Kimball, I certainly think that they could pull him away. Let's take a look at Elijah, who is one of the more fun backs. Now, I'll just stop the clip when we know he's gone, and we'll move on to the next run. So you can see on a lot of these, after he breaks to the linebackers, you can just see it. He's gone. And there's some of them where it's just insane. Some of the stuff this kid does, I just love him right there. That's a legend base style cut right there. And this guy is more of a natural running back than legend. So I would certainly love to see, I mean, look at that. Just beautiful. Obviously he's got the afterburners. And he did. Look at that cut. I mean, that is so crispy and gone. Of course, he's out of there. He's out. He's gone. So many long touchdowns. I would highly encourage you to just pop this film in for fun if you've never watched Elijah Kimball. And again, we're talking about, you know, running back number 25-ish in the country. Look at that. Look at that through traffic. I know it's just so beautiful. It's just so gorgeous to watch to me. I just love it. Just a monster. Absolute monster. Plays defense too, lays the wood. A physical dude. So that's the guy I would most like to see them get engaged with. And if they ended the class with him, you know, look, it's a B because it's only one back. If you brought in two, you know, maybe a little better. But the thought that Tennessee may come out of this thing with Gabriel George and Asa Barnes in Ohio State, come out of it with Jaden Miles would just be, ugh, I would just hate it. Anyway, so there you have it. six names that we might see the Buckeyes go after, and one that I really hope they do. And I don't think it would be a ridiculous amount of money, though I certainly expect Syracuse paid some decent money as he's one of their higher rated prospects. But when you hear Syracuse, like, there were top tier programs that were after him at one point, but they kind of all plan B and plan C'd him, which at the end, he didn't have great options. He didn't have great options. So it wasn't like Syracuse bid, you know, outbid like Michigan for him to come there. It didn't look like there were a lot of great options for him at the end, and Syracuse presented itself as a pretty good option. So I don't think it was a case of them overpaying to bring him in. So anyway, guys, that is our show today. Tomorrow, a guest coming on the show. And don't forget, we are pushing for 75 subscribers by the end of the season. If you have not subscribed, please do so. Check me out on Buckeye Insiders with my friends, Tom, Tony, and all the crew. And check out the Juckeye shop where we got a lot of cool new gear. So that's my spiel. I'll talk to you soon. Chuck and Bucks out.